Welcome to week two of Lone Star.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo! This week, we are doing 90s country.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Made in the 90s. Best country
ever.
Were we all made in the 90s in this call?
I think so.
I was in the early 80s, or the late 80s.
Gasp.
Valk, you're ruining our 90s trend.
Yeah,
she's retro.
But if you Valk were born in like retro. 89, that like basically counts.
Yeah,
I guess I was born in 88. I guess that kind of counts.
Still,
okay.
Still,
I guess you're like you're 90s. Close enough.
Close yeah, enough.
But Lulu and I are 90s babies.
Yeah, yes. We are.
I'm old. Yes.
You're old. Go away, Valk. Speaking of which, isn't your birthday this Friday?
Really? You think?
Or is it Friday or is it? Oh no, it's Monday. Sorry,
it is.
Oh my gosh,
I just know the date.
I did not know that.
Or
we
Tuesday.
Have to have a Valk retro country party.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we're gonna celebrate
with Hannah Montana music.
No,
yes, like,
no. We're gonna celebrate with Reba.
Yeah, and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Valk likes Reba.
We're gonna get Carrie Underwood to dress up as Reba.
That'll
be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, are we ready to judge some 90s country?
More than ready.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
First, we have Divine Dragon.
You can tell the world. Never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Or you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back onto the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog goodbye my leg. Or tell your brother Cliff, whose fist can tell my lips, he never really liked me anyway. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, myself already knows that I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out on me today. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. We'll be right back.
I was hoping we'd get the song, actually. I love this song when I was a kid.
I think this song is ridiculous.
Me too.
I used to line dance to this song, but I didn't know the real line dance, because we don't line dance in the Bronx. So I would make mine up, and it would end up being like the electric slide. But it was
you're
cool.
Too badass.
I was like
to
a real
line
country
dance.
Girl. Yeah, too badass.
In the Bronx.
Exactly. In the Bronx.
You're so cool, Lulu. Okay, who wants to go first?
I don't care. I guess I'll go first. I liked this a lot, actually. Like, it had nice energy. There wasn't, like, anything, like, bad with it, really. There were a couple of flat notes I thought I heard. But overall, this was a pretty good choice for you, and it fit your voice really well. It's kind of one of those talk singy songs, and I liked it.
Yeah. I thought the music was too loud. But I don't know if that was just my headphones, maybe? I don't know.
I didn't think it was that loud.
I didn't notice it,
Because...
Maybe it was just my headphones. I don't know. And also, it kind of sounded like he was putting on an accent.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he definitely was.
Which was...
How can you do that without...
Which was fine.
Yeah, everyone does it. Who hasn't done it so far?
Yeah, that's true. Everybody has done some sort of accent. There was... I agree with Valk. There were definitely some pitchy moments. I definitely thought this was a better choice for you than last week's choice.
Yeah, definitely.
The upbeat song was good for you, and, like, your energy was high, definitely more than last week. I still think you can have more energy, just in general.
But
definitely a step up from last week, which I like. I like to see improvement. Yay. Michelle likes character
development. This song kind of has, like, subdued energy, kind of. Not, like, subdued, but, like, I think it had the right amount
so
of
much
energy.
More energy.
Yeah,
though,
this is such a high-energy song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's true.
The background singers had more energy than you. like, the ghost whispery background singers. They were, like, more excited about your achy, birky heart than you. It was so sad. Oh. No, I just really like the song. It makes me want to dance in a square.
Woo.
Square dancing, I mean.
It makes me want to like dance in a square. What do you like, SpongeBob?
Yes. That's exactly what I meant.
Oh my god, Lulu is SpongeBob. Decided.
Yes.
Alright, I am done.
Me too.
Me too.
Up next we have Russ.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne and I toasted you. Said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social grace. Take a slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. everything's all right. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then, well, I'll be as high as that I retire that you're living in. Cause I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social grace. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Yes, I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before, and everything is alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this glass, and sweet little lady, I'll head back to the bar, and you can kiss my ass. Cause I've got friends in blue places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Cause I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social race. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places.
Russ.
My first note was, Russ is doing an accent, lol.
Russ has got friends in low places.
He does. Oh
my god. My first note was just, lol.
Mine was LMAO, capital letters, and then below it, capital letters, accent, question mark.
Oh my god. So Russ, good. This was really good.
It was.
Your energy on this was like phenomenal.
Yeah, phenomenal. Fabulous.
Everyone gets a new car.
Everyone gets anyway. A whale.
So, Russ, your voice is so pleasant.
I know.
It is.
And country is like actually really good for you.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked both of your submissions.
Yeah.
I was like, I really like this. That's what I said. In my...
Yeah. And this sounded a lot, the voice sounded a lot like the original artist to me, so kudos.
Really? It was just, nice. Like, yeah. Really well done.
Yeah.
Like, it was well mixed, and, Russ.
Oh, Russ.
I love ya.
I love your accent, too.
Yeah,
I know.
And that you curb your very precise pronunciation of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, how I said last week, like, you need to, like, adapt and, like, pronounce things differently. Like, the voice was good, but, like, I didn't mean, like, totally, like, find a middle ground. It's like, yeah, don't go, like, super, like, Yale and, like, I don't know, twangy and stuff. Like, I don't know.
I think you said, like,
you don't have to put on a voice every week, like, I guess. Even though this was good, but, like, yeah.
Oh, I loved the voice.
I loved it, too.
If Russ, like, yeah. If Russ picks songs that this voice fits to, I love him forever.
Yes.
All right.
I like Russ on fun songs.
Yeah, this was just, like, so fun for me. Like, I just had such a good time, like, jamming out to this, because I was like, this is so fun.
Yeah. Like, I was trying so hard to find something to critique, and the only thing I found was, like, timing was off.
Yeah.
Like, right before the instrumental break. Oh, and at the end, too.
Yeah.
But at the end, I think it's not so bad, because it's, like, he's breaking loose, and he's leaving the rest of the chorus behind.
Yeah.
Because he's just that into the song.
Yeah. And I thought some of the notes were a little nasal, but I think that was just because you were putting on the voice, so.
Yeah. It worked. A little reachy in the high notes.
Yeah.
But I still liked it. It was so funny.
It was so great.
It was so entertaining. Russ.
We were laughing, the whole time in a good way.
The entire time.
Chaw.
Oh, I love it.
Chaw.
Chaw.
All right, I'm done.
Done. Me too.
Up next, we have Dylan Collins.
I got a funny feeling the moment that your lips touched mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. We'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. Watching us now, they think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Everybody swears we'd make the perfect pair, but dancing. Never move me quite the way you move me tonight. I just wanted you to know. Unless you mean it like that. Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. if you do, baby, kiss me again. Kiss me again.
Dylan Collins.
Oh, Dylan Collins. You Dylan. Sweetheart, you.
He's such a romancer.
He is. Oh my God.
I was blushing like the whole time.
Oh my God. Me too.
The song was obviously directed towards me.
Valk, like, such I don't know slut. What you're talking about because I'm pretty sure it was directed at me.
No. Want to get it on, girlfriend?
Oh, baby.
Lulu's like, I don't think it was directed at me at all. Lulu's like, hell no.
Dylan's only interested in me if it's in a stalkerish way.
But he has Leslie now, so he doesn't have to stalk
you. Fucking Leslie! I don't want to hear another thing about Leslie, okay?
She's just being Lulu.
We will not speak of Leslie. She's just being Lulu, yes.
Alright, Dylan. If you guys don't mind, I want to go first, because I have, like, a lot of notes.
Sure.
Not, like, a lot of notes in, like, a bad way. Just, like, I wrote a lot. Okay. So, my first note was that I really liked your me at the beginning. I think I meant, like, you did, like, a, like, riff kind of thing, and I liked that. I said, I like your country, in quotation marks, whine. Like, you have that, like, country, like, twang, whiny thing going on. And I love that. Great energy. This was, like, a good song choice for you, I felt like. You, like, really emoted well on it, and I loved that. We make a perfect pair. That line felt pitchy to me. I don't think it really was, but it sounded like it briefly. I'd have to re-listen to it one more time to double-check that one. And your no at 226, your long last note was off to me. A little pitchy there. But other than that, I thought this was a really good song choice for you. It was definitely different than anything I've heard you do. And it was very, like, sweet and ballady. And I really liked that. So I was a fan of this. Good job, Dylan.
Yay. I pretty much had the same notes. Like, I was like, was there reverb on this? Because, like, my friend was like, ooh, reverb.
Oh, really?
I think. I'm not sure. I just randomly felt like, yeah. I thought there was reverb.
I don't know. And I can't tell.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It maybe doesn't matter.
It wasn't, like, big.
Yeah.
We're not going to disqualify you for reverb. Reverb.
No, I like
reverb. Yeah, I use reverb all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, let's not talk about using reverb and disqualification, because... I should have been disqualified from performing if that was the case, like, years ago.
Years ago, even before it started. Even,
they were like, don't let Rochelle into that competition because, yeah.
Fucking reverb.
Yeah, so. And this had, like, really good emotion because, like, I was like, aww. And it was
this was
teary-eyedness.
I thought so, too. I actually kind of like this song better than the one you did last week.
Yeah, me too, actually. Like
it's a softer song for you, and we never really hear that. It's always very intense or very emo, and we know you're a very intense, very emo person, but I like seeing your softer side.
Well, like, he was drunk, apparently, last week, and he, like, sobered up.
Oh, he sobered up, that's true.
Yeah,
it's because of the soberness. You should be sober.
Yeah, you should be sober more when you're singing, Dylan.
Yeah.
I like you when you're drunk, but I like you slightly better when you're sober as well.
I'm done.
Me too.